我想呢，感恩大家呢，感恩在香港啊，香港的这个舞台的大的这个氛围，我们整个一个工业的大大，在澳洲我们知道，欧洲会林副堂，是1950年庆典的时候，我曾经代表香港的欧洲会来攻克在座的几位。
我而家都不少我所有嘅中文可以講英文去翻譯。教會嘅聖旨，呢度做每一位嘅生日。This
is like a great celebration, like our birthday. 我哋好話，只係做到500幾位咧，你一日生日，可能從1月1號到12月1號咧，仲都有人咧，而家係你嘅生日嘅。It's like celebrating perhaps a birthday for 500 people.
And from the January till the end of the year, there may be one person who's having birthday every day.
但係今日10月7號嘅日子。Today
is the 7th of October.
我哋歡迎馬來話係我哋本來都有份嘅，我哋嘅屬靈嘅生日慶祝我哋教會25週年。
It's great joy that we can celebrate our spiritual birthday together.
當我哋接受過聽呢25年嚟神所恩教會所成就嘅工作，
as Reverend Louis has been telling me about all the blessings that have been given us
to us here. 從開始嘅創辦嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋歷任嘅牧者，我哋識執事佢哋嘅農夫。
And reflecting upon when it first started, all sorts of the years, the pastors and all the deacons, all the people, brothers and sisters making efforts. And we give thanks to God for all the work that He's done, especially thinking about the Cantonese, which has more than 400 people. And our men in ministry, we have nearly 100 people. And in English, we have 120 or more.
Which of the
and there are more than 120
in Switch.
And we see those cute, lovely kids that we have nearly 100 of
them. So there are many
and all of you are genius in mathematics, and you can calculate that's more than 800 people.
But it comes to the
and we give thanks that we have two other branches we have from and we have in 1988 we have Reverend Joshua Mack.
And now in our pastor team
we have eight pastors.
為了神子的恩典好像在《帖撒羅尼迦前書》所講的，你們的信德、你們的工作已經從這些地方發展出去，有許多宣教的工作。
And we give thanks, like the church in Thessalonica, that we have faith and seeing the faith going out.
在這20年裡面有許多的聚會在處地北岸的弟兄姊妹、中國的朋友一同的參加。
And we see that over the last 25 years, there are many people coming from China, Hong Kong, and all gathered together in the North Shore area.
已經在中國、在香港、在東南亞都有親愛的華人喺呢處地方。
And we see that there are people from China, from Hong Kong, from Southeast Asia gathered here in Sydney.
有更多的第二代在這地方成長的小朋友、青年人一起的參與。
And we see also the second generation of provinces as well, who are now growing up.
在25周年慶典的時候,
and we celebrate this 25 years of ministry.
我們的籌委、我們的執事決定了是以一個基督或者一位救主這個信息、一個教會為主題。
And we, the planning committee of Deacon's Board has, would like to celebrate with this particular theme of one Lord, one message, one church. It is such a wonderful theme. And also a theme that involves all of you. And the reason being that we all together have that one God.
我们讲到两位三位的时候，要那个神一切圣父、圣子、圣灵。
As we talk about the three different languages that we have, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
So
there are many people with many languages still. And one person speaks three languages. And because of God our Father, our God has to be the Trinity God.
Yes. 佢係聖父、聖子、聖靈。
And He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
各位的聖父是創造人,
and the Father is the one who creates, who is the one who designed salvation.
聖子是道成肉身,
and the Son who came from God to man, became flesh.
聖靈在我們的心中感動我們歸順祂過著聖潔的生活,
and the Spirit convicts us in our hearts so that we can live the life for Him.
當我們按照聖經的教導能夠看到這個一位救主、一個信息、一個教會的時候，我們深信我們的教會20年來的歷史的恩典和奉獻的時候，繼續蒙受這個合一共同的祝福。
As we reflect our message of one Lord, one message and one church, and over 25 years, and reflecting of what we've been going through and looking forward, let us all, together with this message, to step forward. As we think about that one Christ, and God's Son, Jesus Christ, and only one Son, Jesus Christ, that He gave to us.
大家好，圣经系保罗喺腓立比书所讲嘅说话。
As you know from the Bible, from Philippians,
保罗咁样写话，他都有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强，自己反倒虚己，取以罗马的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。第九节话，所以神将他升高，升为至高，又给他那
In Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 6, it says, who being in very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, took the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
当人类失败之后,
and that's because man has seen and fallen.
当这个神就采取主拯救的行动,
as God immediately took and planned about the salvation,
在创世纪第三章的十五至一节这个稍微需要解释的圣经,
in Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 as verse 15. As man has fallen and
sinned.
As man has failed, we can also think about how many times we have failed in our life. And God, full of grace, full of righteousness, He brought to Adam and Eve.
是我天父的呼声，阿多，你在哪里？
And the loving Father's voice, He called out to Adam, where are you, Adam?
当人类彼此推诿责任的时候，
as man was trying to give excuses and push their past excuses at each other,
这位公义的神，慈爱的神，就彰显了自己的样子。
And this righteous God has given so much grace to people, for man.
他说呢，是神要啊，那个女人的后裔要生神的头，神要生佢嘅根。
And it tells there is an enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her, that he will crush her head and you will strike his heel.
咁然后呢，就讲个圣经里边就话明，必有同女怀孕生子，甚至嗰个女人嘅后裔咧，系指着耶稣基督嘅。
As we remember from the Old Testament, it reminds us that the virgin will be giving birth, and this birth is about Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ is that birth from Virgin Mary. And He will actually strike His head. And as Reverend Louis received from the airport, and we passed through some places. There's a lot of towers around there. And around this place in Sydney, there are a lot of trees. Around your house where you live, there are like a forest. What if suddenly a snake come out?
我们的机会，我们就会做一个动作，咧，系会前面最快嘅叫飞花鬼叫。
Maybe we strike a head so it'll actually legally injure the
snake.
It is true. Striking a head is a legal course. So the descendant of the virgin wants to strike the head. We'll wait for the pastoral team from this church to explain that passage. According to this, about the theme of one price, one church, one message. We're simply telling you a bit about as you strike the head of saint, it is a lethal
injury.
Therefore, we have this particular honor and respect and worship to this Jesus Christ our Lord.
As
we reminded from Philippians passage that Jesus Christ, the nature of God, but he came down to earth. He came down to earth in humility. I was talking to Reverend Louis, was talking about some of the lectures from the Trinity College. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he confined himself to the womb of the Virgin Mary so that he can be born to this world. He humbled himself. So he comes to this earth, he did not come to a very famous hospital in Sydney. He did not go to the most luxurious hotel in Hong Kong. Because of you and me, he came to this table. As we talk about maybe a comparison to a city place, it is similar to a side side street on the around the dirt path. One of the most humble. He emptied himself. And he was nailed to the cross. And he was cursed like one of a dead prisoner. As we see in 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 24, as he was nailed to the cross, he took all our sins. As the righteous for the unrighteous to bring you to God. This Jesus Christ. He conquered it.
What can you do to God?
You can't preach in this world again. But on the third day, our Lord Jesus Christ. He's God. During his time on earth, he has humanity. He has fully God and fully man. And even though he died, it is also the beginning of his resurrection. And the third day he
raised.
This glorious Lord. And respected him. And this challenge today. But there's no cardinality. We have to sign the
certificate.
This Lord. This true God. He win over the worst enemy of man. Which is death and evil. Become yours and my Lord. In Chinese, the word savior. As we use it so frequently, we remember savior, but we forgot Lord. He's not only a savior, but he's also Lord. We claim that we have one Lord. And all around us there are many different people from different religions. From Acts, we remember that apart from the Lord, there is no other salvation. Remember that through Acts, there is this person called Paul. Think about Paul, or the Apostle Paul, many people call Paul, but you don't need to raise your hand if you call Paul. We'll go back to Paul in a moment.
Go back to the original Paul in the back of the Paul.
We're going to Paul in the Bible. This Paul, he has a lot of zeal for his old religion and belief. And he is a specialist in
the Old Testament.
He's looking forward to someone who's coming. He doesn't recognize Jesus. We talk about Jesus, he wants to arrest him. And he's got the warrant to arrest him. Just when we get there, he actually
gets caught.
They see that big light shining upon him. So he humble and he fall on the ground. He cried out, "Who are you, Lord?" And a voice is talking to him. This is, I'm the one that you have been persecuting, Jesus. He realized that he was weakened. His eyes were blinded. As light shined on him. He asked
the
confession. Lord, what would you like me to do? Haven't you been to Sydney, you already believe in Jesus? Maybe because when you got here, you feel very strongly that Jesus Christ is your Lord. This is a testimony from it is also a testimony from it is because of your feeling and your conviction in your heart. As we bow and we fall on the ground. As worship, and this is one Lord. Lord, who are you? Lord, what would you like me to do?
我不会其他的宗教也不如果
I don't want to bow down to any other religion.
我也不会当教主
And I only have you, Lord Jesus Christ.
请教者作为主宰
the one who is the Savior and Lord.
还有家里的主宰
He's also the Lord of my home.
还有家里的主宰
He's also the Lord of my church.
还有我们教会的元首
He's also the one, the head of the church.
他接着把你给求他接着把你教我们带来你们
And through the elders and the deacons of the church and also the pastors of the church
带来真正把你给取代
Brought us to the true law
我要送你给取代
It's also the law of our life every day
我们回去了修了又回到这
Every day we have to be accountable to him at the end
可是你从我给取代吗
Is he the one Lord for you and me?
好多年前我听长辈经文嘅说话
A while ago I heard a particular proverb from English
但是我听英文嚟讲呢句说话，听英文嚟讲呢句说话
He's
not wrong at all. He's not wrong at all.
如果佢唔系道路嘅话，佢就唔系道路。因此。
因此，我以我主耶稣基督为我全部嘅主宰
，so therefore I would have Jesus Christ as my only Lord.
佢系one Lord一位主啊！如果我唔以佢为主，咁我咪梗系唔系主噶啦
？If he's not my Lord, then he's not Lord at all.
有本书系一位叫做 F. D. Meyer 所写嘅
，there's a book that's been written by F. D. Meyer.
有次佢见到一个异象。
One time he saw a vision.
主耶稣带佢行咗间屋嘅每间房
，and so in that vision he saw that Jesus was taking him to various rooms.
咁样佢到一间房嘅时候
，and he was going to enter one room.
呢位做乜嘢话？呢间房系我嘅房嚟嘅。
And he, as he entered this room, Mr. Meyer said, "This is my room."
好似在你屋企里边一间书房或一间房间。
It's like one of your rooms at home, like a study in your room.
你边知道佢系咩？
Maybe sometime I will visit you.
哎呀，这个太神奇啊！这个秘密的地方啊，哎呀，吓人咗入去。
And you may say that, oh, this is my private room. I guess you can't really go to this room.
当迈尔带住耶稣都行嘅时候
，as Mr. Meyer takes Jesus around the house,
佢每间房都俾人入啊。
Upon the entrance of this room, he forbids Jesus of going into this room.
耶稣对佢讲：如果唔系你全部嘅主咧，都简直就唔系你嘅主啦。
And Jesus says to him, if I'm not your Lord, then I'm not Lord of all in your life.
Thank you.
And promises.
Hey, in our private lives.
In our private lives.
为个前景计划嘅时候,
as we plan ahead.
在教会侍奉嘅时候,
as we serve the church.
耶稣基督系我哋全部嘅主宰呢?
Is Jesus Christ all of us, the Lord of all our lives?
我哋将时间放喺一个信息嘅意义上边。
As we put a lot of efforts in this one message,
当保罗在哥罗多书第15章第1至第3节对格林多人讲述佢心声嘅时候
，as the Apostle Paul talked to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
佢讲清楚佢所传嘅信息系乜嘢信息
，as we give the Corinthians the message, what sort of message it is.
佢話：我所唱呢歌全書嘅第一係耶穌基督叫聖經所講嘅，為我嘅罪死了，而且埋葬了，又叫聖所説第三天復活了，並且指給基督和彼得，以便佢看又準備執意我知道呵。
In verse 3 it says, "For why is he not hard on you?" As of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was dead, then he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12.
哥林多嘅弟兄姊妹又好似亦都同你哋咁樣。
The Corinthians brothers, this is similar to brothers here in the city.
哎呀，我好熟悉耶穌基督啦。
We are very familiar with Jesus Christ.
剛才我們接待你們嚟，我哋嘅都係冇知名嘅信徒啦。As
Reverend Lewis was leading us to read the doctrinal statement,
我都接受啦。
As Paul also reminded people in Galatia.
佢話：我都傳過福音㗎啦。
I'm preaching and passing a God's message
to you. Reverend
Pastor has been very faithfully passing God's message to us. But upon the reading of some of the apostles, the Galatian abundances have actually changed their faith. As you know, there are some people from outside who've gone in and changed what they believe in. And therefore Paul again declared the importance of this true gospel, the one gospel, upon the promises of the Corinthia and also in Galatia. We have one message. This is a complete message. Remember that the God actually prepared this message throughout the time since Genesis. We have the prophet Isaiah also reminded us this message from Virgin Mary. A New Testament that Jesus has given all the message. And the apostles also reminded us the real message, true message of Jesus
Christ.
And also remind us from Revelation that we see that Jesus Christ will be our Lord and King of all. We need to preserve and keep and stand firm with this faith and message. We think about sometimes it's like a blind people trying to figure out the elephants. But now that we have the whole complete scripture, we have a good system of reading and meditating through the scriptures. And we see very strongly the importance of reading the Bible. And through many ministries, including kids' ministry, Sunday school, adult Sunday school, the service and preaching. And over the years, there's in various churches throughout the ages, there are evidence that we see in history that there has been twisting of the message of God. I really appreciate your church, the pastor in your church.
So
the importance of expounding, explaining the gospel. And
so,
from the beginning of times in the Old Testament, or throughout now, how the message of God has been captured and passed on.
There's
only one message. Only one true God. Only one Savior. And the foundation of our faith comes from the Bible. And the understanding of the Bible, our pastors pass on to us. That's not the only way. But also, it also is the form that we reflect reading our Bibles at home. Everyone, we are very, we pay a lot of attention to the weather. Or maybe we are, feel that the children don't have enough clothes, we need to wear more clothes when we go out. And not many of us have that same importance on reading of scripture.
Well, just gospel, see.
We have one message. This true living God has been reflecting and showing us through His Word. How much have you grasped? I appreciate the history that we have been just seeing in the video. We are looking forward to the next 10 years. And over the next 10 years, we pray and hope about the spreading of the gospel. And as John mentions in the Bible, let's continue to reflect on, upon our lives. As we talk about universal church, and also remember our forefather in China. He believes in Jesus Christ. He is a true believer. As he faced difficulties. As he was facing imprisonment. And he was facing the Qing dynasty. He is a praying person. He believed in the
trust.
Has any one of you seen Dr.
Sun?
You live in Zhongshan. And now you are now living in Sydney. You are our dear elder. Or maybe when you're young, you see Dr. Sun. If Dr. Sun believed in Jesus, then you also believe in Jesus. And Dr. Sun believed in Jesus. And you believe in Jesus. And both of you have the same share in the body of Christ. And on this day, the 7th of October, we just speed up our clock for 1 hour. And it's
11:30
now. And in Hong Kong, there are, or in China, they're 3 hours behind. And we're having this worship service. And they are maybe going to the service. We are ahead of them. But we don't see them. And there are all the places in China, Nanjing, Beijing, and Hong Kong. But he's believing in Jesus. And he's shared in the body of Christ. And so always, although we don't see him, we belong to Jesus.
One is one church.
We are one church. We don't think about the location. Whether it's Beijing, Hong Kong, whether it's Sydney or Melbourne. And don't think about the ages or any time frame. We all believe
one church.
We belong to that one church. And this is the universal church for me in the first meaning. And talk about church, the meaning of church, there's a second meaning. Which is Jerusalem church. And also we see also from this is from And the place that we are joining is probably an Anglican
church.
Like Church of Christ. If we truly believe in Jesus, right? Doesn't really matter which place you are, we still a local church. Although we have different denominations. Their similarities is much more than their differences. And God lead us in different places. And as the chairman was introducing me from Hong Kong. But I can't come here every week.
我说怎么做呢？要投入去赚钱，我没有来赚钱的。
If I come here three hours and go back, it's only that the airline will actually earn some money, but I would actually be... So God actually leads me to serve Him and testify to
Him.
And God leads you and this church to be testifying Him. And here to establish this church. And praying for Lindu Church, Chapel Church. And we give thanks to God. It was only one Hong Kong Shanghai Bank.
The notion to the Hong Kong China Bank appeal to people that they is a world bank but it's a local bank. 因此呢，我哋話：哎呀，匯豐銀行啊，呢個世界一間咧，我哋規模好細咯。但係中銀行呢，你就細咁多地方都有分行咧。哎呀，匯豐啊，你真偉大。
There's only one bank. It seems to be a small bank, but it's every place of a bank that seems to be a big. We praise that particular bank.
我哋嘅神要萬人得㗎。
Our God wants more.Lots of people these days.
我哋嘅神叫中国，我哋说普通话嘅弟兄姊妹。
We also love those who speak Mandarin.
我哋神叫中国，我哋呢个识嘅第一个弟兄。
God also loves people speak English.
神爱 New Zealand.
God loves New Zealand.
神爱 Maori.
God loves Maori.
神爱广州。
God loves Australia.
神爱嗰啲咩？我哋
God loves the Aboriginal.
因此我哋嘅神在唔同嘅语言。
Therefore God, He used different languages.
不同的信,不同的信念 conviction.
Also God uses different convictions.
可以建立他地方的教会
To establish the local church.
所以神自己恩典的地
And in His grace of love.
可以看到我们有了我们所有的道路为地方
And He has established this church at Chapel in Midfield.
基督爱教会
And the Lord loves this church.
爱教会自己
Love the church that he sacrifices love.
要用水的道将教会洗干净
And uses his blood to wash the church.
好叫教会能够献上献俾佢
So that the church would be sacrificed and worshipped him.
如同新妇献俾佢嘅丈夫
As the, it's like the groom presented the bride.
因此我们的教会
And therefore our church.
是神所爱的新妇
And it's like the beautiful bride,
cleansing,
to be cleansed,
controlling her,
to fill it,
cleansing her,
to use
it. That's
one law, one message, one church. And church has universal
church,
and also
local church.
In the Lord's grace. To Lord to lead us in this church and in
this church.
To love this church. As we love this church. As we receive the commandments of God. And the church becomes our spiritual family. And in our family as in the
spiritual family.
And we hope that we will be multiplied. And then we have this extended family. We will go back and see our family in Hong Kong. And visiting family in Nanjing, China. And we also feel that the blood is bigger than water. And within our spiritual family is the same.
God, see what they do, see
And our brothers and sisters.
Those children by God are guiding the home.
And because our interpretation of the Bible
is different.
And our culture, our background is different.
In the Jung Hai is big love.
And we have this denominational difference.
God is warning.
But God bless us.
Take your heart from the Jung Hai.
And through these different answers.
Heart from the Jung Hai.
And through different denominations.
Like you took the Jung Hai.
We still continue to bear fruit for God. And so I'll lead you to this church in Chapel Linfield.
What if so?
And
we need to always remember this one message, one message, one church. And as with this church we have some sisters who have different opinions. What do I have to share? I know that the Jerusalem church, and there are apostles and also brothers and sisters. And in Philippian church, they don't have an apostle, but they have the water. And they have different type of government. But only one
saying,
one message. And Christ is only one body, one church. It is true throughout these many years. And we have different backgrounds. And we may have some different conviction and different type of belief. I would like to say one word.
Major, the majors, and minor, the minors.
Major, the majors, and minor, the minors. There are some things that are most important.
So we say that.
We put that down. We look upon favorably the importance of unity in Jesus. And as we look at the doctrine of statement, we see the truth.
Major truths.
The Bible is a major truth.
It's
from the Bible. And in this final
statement,
and those statements didn't say anything about whether baptism is through immersion or actually sprinkling. It doesn't talk about anything about through the Holy Communion. Or whether it's one big cup or whether it's the middle cup. Those are not that important. The most important thing.
Major the majors. Yes.
And that's what they're all.
What is hatred to your life?
We respect and put our emphasis on
God.
And through our history, we see God's mighty hand leading us.
Very hard.
And at the end.
God will put those things in hell.
And at the end, when Jesus was still on this earth, and Lord Jesus prayed, he prayed that we would have unity in Jesus. And as Apostle Paul reminds from Jesus, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6, and in this it tells us to be humble and gentle. And in verse 1, who is not humble or gentle? Who actually destroys unity? And Paul reminds us to let every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God. Father of all. In this family. And there are three or four
problems.
Everyone has different type of attitude or behavior. But we all must bear each other in love. And we all know each other's character difference. And we bear each other. And in your family, that you continue to express the love that you have.
You are the family.
Over the last 25
years,
God gave us in this
ministry.
As we look forward in this over the next
10 years,
and we believe that gospel,
charity,
mission,
sermon,
and loving each other, and unity in the heart. And take away our prejudice. And continue to put emphasis on stand firm in the faith. Minus things we just put down. And don't do anything that's destroying this unity. My Lord. And my message.
is the united one.
Yes, I think that probably more public danger.
And more through this vision of unity.
So come to the Joko.
And bring you many, many blessings.
And
to you and our beloved church.
Now
let us pray together.
And
we pray together.
And we pray together. And we pray together.
And pray that you as one sister will keep giving thanks to our God.
From
from a few people to now a few hundred people. And from one place now that we have a different congregation in different places. And planted churches that now it's become independent. We give all the praise and thanksgiving to our Lord our Father. As we pray in silence. And
the
prayer that you the Lord will help us, you and me.
As we commit
ourselves to this, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. To be the Lord of our life.
I have to guard you.
I need to be accountable to him. And also pray for older brothers and sisters, young and old. The Lord loves the church. I love the church also. I do not let myself to destroy the unity of the church. Pray that one Lord, one message, one church, always be on our side and guard and we pray this all in silence. My Lord and Savior, we pray this. You
are
listening to our prayers. We pray that the message, the one Lord, one message, one church, always be on our side. And that you have all the glory and honor.
So
we pray all this in Jesus' name.